the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingle. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Honest Swindler. Wranglers, here's just about the most exciting news I've ever had for you. Now you can make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's very own gun, the famous Colt Peacemaker. That's right. Looks so real, you can hardly tell it from the actual gun. Listen. The complete gun kit is just 50 cents and a box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops. Think of it. Just 50 cents for an authentic plastic model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker. In a few minutes, I'll tell you about other famous old-time guns you can make and how to get them. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met many a rough lawbreaker who offered to shoot it out with them. But they ran up against a different and dangerous type of outlaw when they crossed the trail of the Honest Swindler.
Bill! Bill, Bill, where are you?
Right here, Jingles.
Oh, yeah. Bill, look. Just look. I'm going to be rich.
That's nice. When does all this happen?
Well, just as soon as they start taking the gold out of my mine. It says right here on the stock certificate that as a part owner of the Bluebell Mine, I'm to share in all profits from the sale of gold ore. That's a lot of money in gold, you know, Bill.
Yeah, there sure is, Jingles. If you own a gold mine and if any gold comes out of the mine. Where'd you buy that stock?
All from that nice Mr. Hansen that's staying at the hotel.
You mean the one with the frock coat and the beaver hat and the checkered vest?
That's the one. He looks like kind of a dude, but he's a real big businessman, and he likes to deal with people who are as smart as he is. People like me.
He told you that?
Yeah. He said he could see right off that I was a type who could recognize an opportunity, and then he told me about this 100 shares of stock in the Bluebell Mine.
For how much?
Oh, it wasn't for sale at all, Bill. It belonged to his partner. But his partner just heard about his poor old grandmother being sick back in Boston somewhere, and he had to leave right away.
You got a chance to buy the stock?
Yeah, how'd you guess? For just $20, 100 shares. Now, that makes each share cost just some, pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap if you're going to afford to lose $20, Jingles.
Bill, what do you mean? Why, Mr. Hansen said that they'd be taking some gold out of the mine any day now. Bushels of it. And a few bushels of gold should be worth a lot more than 20 little dollars.
A few bushels of gold would be worth more than the whole mine. Jingles, I think you've been swindled.
By Mr. Hansen? Oh, now, Bill, he looks real honest.
Most swindlers do. But that's how he gets people like you to invest in his phony mine. Let's go see Mr. Hansen, and maybe we can do something about getting your money back.
Oh, but I don't want my money back, Bill. I want to keep the stock till they start selling gold and my profits start rolling in.
There won't be any profits.
Mr. Hansen said there would.
I don't care what he said. This is one of the oldest confidence games in the world, Jingles. We'll have to stop this Jen Hansen before he swindles a lot more people out of their last few dollars. Come on, let's go. United States Marshal, Mr. Hansen, it's my duty to look into deals like this. I'm sure you won't mind proving that you've got a real gold mine.
Well, not at all, Marshal Hickok. Be glad to take you out to the Bluebell Mine anytime and show you the rich ore that's just coming out of it.
You see what I tell you, Bill?
I'd still like to look at the mine before you sell any more stock in this town.
Well, now, you sound as if you don't think our gold mine's a good investment, Marshal. Well, your deputy here showed mighty fine judgment in buying our stock. How much did you invest, Mr. Jones?
$20.
I see. That's 100 shares, huh?
That's right.
Well, sir, I have good news for you.
You have?
Yes, indeed.
Well.
We sold our first big shipment of gold this morning, and we've already declared a dividend. Of course, we're putting some of the profits back into development, but the money is coming in so fast that we can still afford to pay our stockholders a dollar a share.
Ooh, a dollar a share?
Yes, indeed. And I have yours in cash right here, Mr. Jones. Now, just hold out your hand, please.
Yeah.
20, 40, 60, 80... $100. Oh, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Bill, look at all that money.
And there'll be lots more where that came from.
Good.
Why, the Bluebell Mine is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to this town. Just spread the word around that there's money enough for everyone. Tell the folks to see me if they want to get rich in a hurry.
You see, Bill, I told you. I've already got 5 times as much money as I paid for the stock.
And you've still got your stock, huh?
Looks like you're making money fast, Jingles. I still want to have a look at that mine, though. Where is it, Mr. Hansen?
Well, now, it's a little hard to find.
I know the country pretty well around here. You just tell me where it is.
Well, sir, suppose I take you out there myself this afternoon, eh?
That won't be necessary. Just tell me where to find it.
Well, it's out of the old South Road, about 5 miles, right where the trail crosses the river, you know?
Hey, I know that old mine. It's been shut down for years.
It sure has. That tunnel was worked out a long time ago.
Now, that's what everyone thought. But my associates and myself have found a whole new load, a real rich vein that goes right back into the mountain.
Good. I'll ride out and have a look at it.
Yeah, I'll go along, too. I want to see where all my money's coming from.
I'll see you later, Hansen.
I will, too. I'll probably need some more dividends in a few days, too.
Hey, Ace, come here.
Yeah, boss, what's up?
Looks like we got a job to do.
What do you mean?
That big Deputy Jingles went for the bait, hook, line, and sinker. But Hickok wasn't a fool at all. He wants to go have a look at the mine.
Yeah, I heard him talking to you.
The gold dust we salted into that old mine will fool most ordinary suckers, but Hickok, he'd spot it in a minute. Now, I don't want him poking around up there.
You, want me to stop him, huh?
I want you to get him out of the way for good. Take your rifle, get up that mine in a hurry. When Hickok walks into that tunnel, don't you miss.
Come on, Panhandle, breakfast. We're having Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops this morning. Those sweet golden nuggets of corn with the shot with sugar flavor.
Well, you go ahead, Charlie. I'm not hungry.
What? Why, Panhandle, everybody knows you like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops better than anything. You mean to say you can resist those sweet-eating shot with sugar through and through sugar corn pops?
Well, Charlie, to tell the truth, I got up early this morning. I've already been to the chuck wagon and had 3 big bowls of sugar corn pops. Man, they were delicious. Besides, I talked Cook into giving me an extra box, and I've been snacking on them.
Uh-huh. Man, you're not only bursting with sugar corn pops, but you're just about chock full of vitamin D, too. Now, let's see. You've had about 7 full ounces of those good-tasting sugar corn pops.
Yes, sir, Charlie. I reckon I'm about the fullest and downright contentedest cowhand in the whole darn range right now. Better hustle, Charlie. Those sugar corn pops are so doggone good, the boys may just forget to leave any for you.
Right, Panhandle. But first, let's join all the cowpokes listening out there. All together now.
Pops are sweeter. The taste is new. They're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Wild Bill was riding right into a deadly ambush when he went to inspect the Bluebell Mine. But Jingles couldn't believe that the nice Mr. Hansen was dishonest. After all, the big deputy had a 500% profit on his investment.
Dad, blame it, Bill. Here I am with a whole $100 in my pocket for practically the first time in my life, and you won't give me time to spend it.
You can do that later, Jingles. I want to find out about the Bluebell Mine. I'm pretty sure your $100 didn't come from the gold profit.
Then why would Mr. Hanson give it to me? People just don't go around handing out that kind of money.
Not unless they can make people think they're honest. They gave you $100 and you tell everybody the mine is a fine investment. Then a lot of other people put their money into it. They lose it all.
Then I won't tell anybody. I'll just let Mr. Hanson keep giving money to me.
I think you've seen the last of your profits. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker.
Yeah, there's the Bluebell Mine, Jingles.
Yeah, ain't very busy, is it?
Not a soul in sight. I wonder how they're getting all that gold out with nobody working for them.
Well, maybe they're working back in the tunnel.
Yeah, let's go take a look. But I don't think we'll find anybody.
Now, you stay here, Joker. We'll be right back.
Hey, sort of heard a horse running.
Well, maybe you did. Sounds like old Buckshot heard it, too. What about it?
If there's a horse hidden out back in the trees there, might be somebody already in the mine. Come on, but look out for trouble.
Trouble? For once, I thought we weren't going to have any trouble. Just money.
Things usually aren't that easy, partner. Well, here's the tunnel entrance. Bring one of those pine knots for a torch, will you, Jingles?
Looks like somebody's been going in and out. There's a lot of footsteps here.
Yeah, could have been Hanson showing his customers the mine, but he sure didn't want to show it to me.
It's getting dark. Now I'll light this torch. Yeah, come on.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold the light close to the wall.
What for?
Look there, Jingles. You see it sparkle?
Bill, it's gold. Gold just like Mr. Hanson said.
It's gold, all right, but it hasn't been there very long. See the powder smoke in the rocks?
Sure, but it takes blasting powder to dig a tunnel like this.
This is powder from a shotgun. Hanson just loaded some shotgun shells with gold dust and salted this mine, but good.
Salted it?
Yep. That means putting gold in a mine instead of taking it out.
Bill, I just got an idea.
That's good.
I just kept on thinking, and suddenly, all of a sudden, it came to me.
What's this big idea?
That nice Mr. Hanson is a crook. Bill!
Put out the light.
Hey, that was too close.
Get out, get out. I saw the flash.
I hear him, Bill. Let's go after that dragon.
Hold it, Jingles. He missed us once. Might not miss again.
But, Bill!
He'd wait for us in the dark and cut us down the minute he heard us. Let's get back to town, see if we can't trap that swindler, Hanson.
This won't take a minute, Bill. I just want to stop at the general store and buy a few things.
We've got work to do, Jingles. I want to get over to the hotel and talk to Hanson about that gold stock.
Oh, he can wait a minute. What's the use of my having all this money if I can't spend it?
Oh, all right. Go on in. But don't let old Charlie Toogood know you've got plenty of money or he'll sell you the whole store.
Here we are. Howdy, Charlie.
Well, if it ain't Wild Bill and Jingles. Huh. Well, what do you want that I got that I'd like to get rid of if you got money enough to pay for what I got?
Well, now, I'm like... What was that you said, Charlie?
Jingles, don't ever try to figure out what Charlie said. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, Bill, that's a lot of talk, that I talk the way I talk. Because people talk about the way I talk and say the way I talk ain't the way other people talk. It's just a lot of talk.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Bill.
Just buy what you want. Let's get moving.
Now that I'm here, I ain't sure just what I want.
Well, Jingles, this is a store, and when you run a store, some people come in the store and know what they want from the store, and some come in the store and don't know what they want from the store, and when you run the store, you tell them what they want from the store. You need a new hat.
A hat? Oh, yeah. This one is pretty well beat up. That's what I need, Bill. A new hat.
Yes, sirree. That hat ain't much hat. If I had a hat like that hat, I'd get rid of the hat and buy a new hat. What size?
Now, just a minute. How much are your old hats?
Oh, all prices. High price, low price, name the price. We got a hat at the price. What difference does the price make? With all your profits from that gold mine, you can afford any old price.
What did you say, Charlie?
Now, Bill, you were the one who said that not to try to figure out what Charlie says when he says when he says.
I mean about Jingles' profits from the gold mine.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, everybody in town's talking about it. They all know Jingles took his money and paid the money to that Hanson feller who was looking for money for stock. And Jingles' money bought him five times as much money as the money he paid in the first place when Hanson asked for the money. You know, everybody's putting up money to get back a lot of money.
That Hanson's moving faster than I thought he would. Forget the hat, Jingles. Let's go.
But, Bill...
We have to stop him before he swindles everybody in town. The way people are putting up their money, Hanson will have all the money in town, and then he'll take the money and leave town. There won't be any money left around here.
Bill, you're beginning to sound like Charlie.
Yeah, he sure is, Jingles. I understood every word.
All right, folks. Now, just don't push. There's enough stock for everybody. Just takes little time to make out the certificates. Just have your money ready when you step up to the table, and we'll get around everyone. Now, sir, what's your name?
Yeah, Rittenhausen. Hans Rittenhausen.
Oh, well, that's just fine, Mr. Ritten. How many shares do you wish, sir?
Well, that I wouldn't know. You see, I got here $300 already.
Well, 300, that's fine, fine, fine. That'll buy you 1,500 shares of Bluebell stock, sir. You'll be a rich man, Mr. Ritten. Yes, thank you. Just give me the money. We'll have that certificate made out, eh? May take a little time with the name of yours.
Hey, boss, I've got to see you a minute.
Oh, hello, Ace. I'm not busy right now.
But this is important.
And so is this. I'm selling stock to all these lucky people.
That little job you wanted me to do, it didn't work.
What were you, imbecile?
I couldn't help it. I missed.
Well, that is important. I'll be right back, Mr. Ritten.
Awesome.
Yes, thank you. My associate here has just come in with some more news from the mine. Very startling news. Pardon me for just a moment while I have a talk with him, eh? All right, now, folks, just be calm. I won't be gone but a few minutes, and I'll take care of all of you. Yes, sir. Come on, Ace.
Thank you, Lord. You idiot. Don't tell me Hickok is still alive.
Him and that big deputy both.
That means he'll be here any minute. When he gets here, we can say goodbye to this racket.
How are you doing with the suckers?
Beautifully. A little more time, I'd have had most of the money in this town. Oh, well. Can't have everything, I guess.
What do we do now?
Get set for our getaway. Now, look, we got close to $10,000 here. Mm-hmm. Get it packed in those saddlebags, and when the chumps find out what's happened to their money, we'll be long gone.
Well, we ought to get a good start. Nobody suspects that the stock is no good except Hickok.
Just hope he doesn't find out where we are for a little while.
Boss.
Quiet. Who's there?
Open up, Hanson. It's Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles, open the door, Hanson.
What are we going to do?
I'll show you what I'm going to do. Just standing right in front of the door.
Say, how would you like to make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker? Well, you can. Now, thanks to Kellogg, you can get that gun plus three other famous old-time guns. You put them together in less than an hour. You can get Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, the English pepper box pistol, a gun with six separate barrels, and the gun small enough to conceal, the Derringer. Yes, and a flintlock, too, the French militia pistol. There they are, four of the finest handguns ever turned out. The famous old-time guns you make are authentic right down to the finest engraving on the barrel. The Colt 45 is actually 11 inches long. Now, to get these, just send 50 cents for each kit and a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, you'll want to get all four gun kits, so act now. Send the handy order blank from the package back or send 50 cents and any Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. While Bill and Jingles finally caught up with the swindler Hanson and his accomplice Ace in a room at the rear of the hotel, when the two lawmen knocked at the door, Hanson replied by firing four fast shots through the door at them.
Jump back, Jingles!
Dad, blame it!
You hit, partner?
I don't know. I'm full of splinters, and those slugs tore two pieces off my shirt. I don't see any pieces off of me.
Those sidewinders in there mean business.
Let's bust down the door and get them. I'm mad.
Hold it. You smash into that door, and they'd fill you full of lead as you fell into the room.
Well, how are we going to dig them out?
Grab that fire axe on the wall. Stand to one side and smash the lock on the door.
That's a good idea.
They're being awfully quiet in there.
I'll stir them up a little.
Yeah, hit it a couple more times. The lock's coming loose. That's got it. Now stay out of the way while I kick it open. Got your gun ready?
Both of them. Let's go. All right, get them out, you swimming salamander. Bill, they're gone.
That window opens on the alley.
Not a sign of them. Missed them.
Hey, there's a little cloud of dust down at the end of the alley. Let's get our horses and hit the trail.
Let's go. Bill, you sure they came this way?
I'm not sure, Jingles. But this is the only way they could have gotten out of town without riding right down the main street.
Well, it wouldn't have done that. They'd have been stopped by the crowd that's waiting to buy their phony stock.
Hey, look. There's a man lying in that patch of brush beside the trail up ahead.
Probably one of them waiting to bushwhack us. Well, I'll get him first.
Hold it. Don't go shooting until you're sure who it is.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. Now, now, Joker, easy.
Well, Lexa.
Hey, Bill, it isn't one of them. It's old Charlie Toogood.
Looks like he's hurt.
Hello, Charlie. What happened to you?
Oh, I tried to stop them fellas to buy some stock in their gold mine.
You mean Hanson and his sidekick?
That's right. Thought I was chasing them, I guess. They grabbed me and pistol-whipped me. Whipped me with a pistol, that is. Is it using a pistol like a whip instead of like a pistol, not with a whip?
Well, for a minute, I thought you were hurt bad, Charlie. You were talking sense.
Yeah.
But I guess you're all right. You've gone back to your regular way of talking again.
Oh, well, I'm all right. Miss Bill, you run down them varmints and give them a couple of thumps for me, will you?
I sure will, old-timer. How far ahead of us are they?
Not more than a couple of minutes.
Let's go, Jingles. Steady, Buckshot.
Hold still, Joker.
Charlie, you head back for town. Get that head fixed up.
I will. Good luck, Bill.
Get up, Buckshot. Stretch out.
Jump, Joker. Let's get him. Ho, ho, ho! There they are, Bill.
Yeah. The trail switches back and goes down the side of the mountain. Take a shortcut and surprise them. Slow up, Buckshot.
Slow down, Joker. Where's the shortcut?
Right over the side here. We'll slide the horses down that steep bluff. Take it easy, Buckshot.
Down here? Bill, if one of our horses starts to roll, well, we'll just keep on rolling for the next 2 days. That's steep.
Too steep to turn around. Here we go.
Joker, just sit down and slide and stay right side up, will you? Here they come, lathering down the trail.
We'll get there just in time to stop.
We will if they don't get shot first. That'll cool them down a little.
Here's the trail.
And here they are. Hold it, you two gallows. Boss, my gun's gone. Yeah, you're lucky your whole arm ain't gone.
How about you, Hanson? You want to drop that gun, or shall we do a little more shooting?
Okay. Okay, Hick. I guess you win.
And climb off those horses.
Bill, one of his saddlebags is partly open and it's full of money.
That's the money he got for his worthless stock, Jingles. We'll take it back to town and give it to the people it belongs to.
Hadn't been for you two, I'd have made enough money to live on for a long time.
Nobody ever gets rich on a gold mine swindle like yours, Hanson.
No, I don't know, Bill. I still got $100 dividend paid to me by Mr. Hanson.
That money goes back to the people Hanson stole it from, Jingles.
Well, easy come, easy go.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, what kind of a story do we have for our friends on Friday?
Oh, it's a story about the rivalry between a stagecoach line and a new railroad being built to the west. We call it Message from the Sun.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kids, did you ever wake up in the morning wanting your favorite cereal and then find that there wasn't any? Well, now, there's no need for that disappointment when you get Kellogg's Variety Pack. 10 personal portions of your favorite Kellogg's cereals all in the same package. Shredded, popped, flaked, or any way you want them. For example, Rice Krispies, Pep, or Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Just wake up and choose. So remind Mom to put Kellogg's Variety Pack on her shopping list for you. Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tony Barrett, Bill Baucom, and Forrest Lewis. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals.
reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!